To find out how Oregon's state universities get their funding, ask a typical student at U of O.
My name's Patrick McClellan. I'm from Mountain View, California. I'm an econ major here, and I pay about $33,000 a year.
The $33,000 that McClellan pays is more than three times in-state tuition. Nearly half of U of O students are from out of state. The freshman class last year was over half. Doing the math, that means about 70% of tuition comes from outside Oregon. Even with a 3.6 grade point average, McClellan could not get into the competitive mid-tier public universities in his home state, and so he was prime recruiting material for Oregon.
The UO did send quite a few recruitment packages. I would say it was a concerted recruiting effort.
They can't run a university today off of in-state students alone.
Ben Cannon is executive director of the Higher Ed Coordinating Commission.
They require the subsidy of out-of-state students who pay significantly more.
Because the state is spending far less tax money on higher ed than it used to, we've become addicted to out-of-state students. So roll the recruitment videos. Oregon is now 45th in per-student spending through taxes, and spends twice as much on prisons as on universities. It's not just U of O. The number of out-of-state students at OSU is up by three quarters since 2010. In a sense, there's nothing wrong with getting non-residents to subsidize Oregonians, unless they're preventing qualified Oregon students from getting in. Ben Cannon says that's not happening yet.
I haven't seen any evidence of Oregon students being squeezed out. Looking forward, it would be challenging for the universities to maintain their commitment to access for Oregon resident students.
Officials at the University of Oregon believe they are not squeezing out qualified Oregonians. One says the university exists to provide a world-class education to any qualified Oregonian who wants one. State Senator Michael Dembrow, who chaired the House Higher Ed Committee, disagrees.
I do think it's happening now. When you have half of the students be from out of state, clearly there are in-state students that are being kept out. And that is a problem.
That brings us to Measure 97, which would mean a big increase in corporate taxes. While 97 is aimed at K-12 education and human services, there is broad agreement that it would free up money for higher ed if it passes. If it fails, the state is looking at a $1 billion budget deficit, and that would mean cuts.
I'm afraid that higher ed will be first in line for cuts. My hope is that we don't have to go there.
And that would only increase dependence on out-of-state students. At OSU, they're well aware of the situation. Vice President Steve Clark says there's a new board policy. Two-thirds of students will be from Oregon.
This was really what you might call a gut check for the board to say, what will this university be in the future? And so for them, it was a very intentional moment that they defined the mission of Oregon State as Oregon's statewide university.
The rapid growth at OSU, most of it from out-of-state students, has brought pushback from the community. The university, which only has 5,000 beds, is hemmed in by the city. Community activist Charlene Ellis says that's meant a big increase in parties, noise, parking problems, loss of green space, and more.
It's had a huge impact on historic and older neighborhoods. Over 70 single-family houses have been torn down and replaced by student behemoths. Huge impact on our affordable housing. If you are trying to work and live in Corvallis, it is very, very difficult.
OSU has gotten the message. Steve Clark says future growth will be limited.
In Corvallis, which has been our predominant university campus, we've set a goal to not have more than 28,000 students by 2025. And over time, to increase our online distance learning programs to 7,000 to 10,000 students. Education's changing, and it will not all be place-bound.
Going forward, if the universities add in-state students, they will simultaneously have to add non-residents. Yet our biggest supplier, California, is now refocusing on trying to keep its resident students. Ben Cannon says the out-of-state market for Oregon's higher ed products may be drying up.
They are high-priced, or at least not low-priced relative to their competitors.
Bottom line, students expecting to go to one of Oregon's flagship universities may instead go to one of our under-enrolled regional universities or get a degree online. Passage or defeat of Measure 97 could determine how fast that transition takes place. I'm Jacob Lewin, KLCC News.